Great morning, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of Thank God for Monday. I'm Brother Greg Cellini, the Franciscan Brothers of Brooklyn, and the Office of Mission Ministry Interfaith Dialogue at St. Francis College in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. My great pleasure to be back again with you today. The purpose of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to inspire you, our audience, to take personal responsibility for your professional satisfaction. We want to provide you hope, healing, and peace in these unprecedented, turbulent, uncertain times, motivate you to search deep inside yourself in the quest for fulfillment. Listeners, it's really up to you as how to utilize the information we provide today and take full accountability for the decisions you make and the resulting outcomes. Now, one of the goals of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to introduce role models of people who take very bold steps in their work lives. This is a very special time in our workplace and world when mission has never been more critical, where purpose has never been more critical. And as such, we are honored today to have with us a very, very special guest. Her name is Jade Simmons. Jade is the creator of transformational experiences designed to activate audiences into the biggest, boldest version of themselves possible. This world-class concert artist and speaker is also the CEO, the Chief Executive Officer of Jade Media Global, a revolutionary live experience and content distribution company. Jade is also the author of the enlightening and timely book, Purpose the Remix, a mind-blowing re-understanding of purpose and how it works. Great morning and welcome to Thank God for Monday, Jade.
Greg, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
The excitement is all ours. Kindly share with the listeners and me from what city and state you're speaking from this morning, please.
I am here in Houston, Texas.
You have just made this host and the listeners very, very jealous. One of the most beautiful places in the world, that's for sure. Jade, sorry to say, we've only got about 30 minutes. We could spend hours talking about your amazing life, your incredible experience, this wonderful, timely book. We're going to now jump right into the deep end of the pool.
Let's do it.
You are an expert in purpose. What are the signs that you're looking for purpose, can we say, in all the wrong places? Help us out here, Jade, please.
I wrote this book, Purpose the Remix, because of what you said. I feel like we've been looking in all the wrong places. I feel like we've been gypped a bit into thinking it's much harder to find than it is. And I think in actuality, it's not something you go out and find. You don't have to discover it from outside somewhere. You don't have to randomly choose it. Purpose is something that I believe has been implanted in you, and our job is uncovering, unleashing, and releasing it. So my big statement, the one that's gotten me in some good trouble, and the reason I had to write the book in the first place, is that purpose is not the thing you do. It's the thing that happens in others when you do what you do. And I'll tell you what, to be on this show and this moment in time, if you don't believe in divine appointments, you're going to believe today, because the reason we can thank God for Monday is because no matter where we are, we can unleash purpose wherever we are. Even if it's not the dream job in the best week ever, in the perfect season, purpose is always waiting to be unleashed and bring you the most incredible levels of fulfillment.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing, Jade. No question about that. Now, one of the things that I understand is that you help individuals understand and identify differences between purpose and passion. And this is something I know I struggle with. I bet our listeners do as well. Help us out, please. What are the differences between purpose, passion? How do you help individuals understand these differences,
You
please?
know, I'll tell you what, that understanding is crucial, Greg, because we sort of, I think words like purpose, passion, destiny, and calling, we interchange them all the time, and they are doing us a disservice to when we don't use them in the right way. So passion, which I have a lot of as a creative, my background is as a concert pianist. I played every instrument under the sun, but I'm also passionate about ministry. I'm an ordained minister, I'm an author. And for those of you listening in who are multifaceted, multi-passionate, and a little bit all over the place, I've got help for you. So passion is the fuel, it's the energy that I believe we are given to do what? Pursue purpose. You're not supposed to. People say follow your passion. You can't follow passion because it's not, it's one of those resources that burns out. That's why you can be passionate about something on a Monday and then Wednesday you want no part of it, or really love someone on a Tuesday and they're not as cute on a Thursday. That's because passion dies out. It was given to us to fuel purpose, which lo and behold, is a renewable energy. Purpose fuels itself. The more you operate in it, the more it gives back to you. Because purpose, think of it almost like a man, a bacteria that doesn't want to die. It's going to do whatever it has to do to regenerate, and purpose operates in that way. So passion is the fuel that helps you pursue purpose. Purpose is a renewable energy that is looking to replicate itself and live out multiple versions of itself in your life through what I call purpose vehicles. But that's the big difference when you follow passion. That's why it only feels good temporarily. People think passion is purpose and they'll go, "Well, I thought my purpose was to teach, but I don't want to teach anymore." Or, "I thought my purpose was to lead this business and I feel like closing down the business." And then you start thinking you've lost your purpose. Or lo and behold, if you're a parent, isn't my purpose to raise my kids, but now they're out of the house? Did I just kick purpose out of the house? No, you can have a passion for those things, but purpose gets to live with you forever and ride itself out in different vehicles, and it looks a little bit different in different seasons.
Oh, thank you so much for that clarification. Very, very helpful. Now, there's a phrase. I don't know if this is your original phrase, but one I saw in the book, misplaced purpose. Share with us all about what is this misplaced purpose, please?
So we confuse living in the life center of our purpose, right, for being purposeful. Two very different things. And the problem with that is we will feel good when we're acting and behaving purposefully, but that's different than operating in purpose. So example, I'm a concert pianist, but my business today revolves around only using music to enhance the other points of activation that I'm doing. So when I'm on stage, a piano comes with me, but I'm speaking the majority of the time, and then I'm using music to back my points up, right? Now, my company knows that if we get a call that says, "Hey, can she just, shut up, sit down, play the piano in the background at our event that we're having?" Well, of course I could. I'm trained. I could do it. And most of us spend our entire life, Greg, doing the things we're obligated to do, able to do, or feel like we should do, right? We hear about having trouble saying no. And then purpose is actually waiting on a whole other stage. It's going, "Well, you can live it out because that's talent, that's gifting, right? That's ability. You could do that." Or you could be in full purpose, which means the piano is not at the forefront all the time for me, but it comes to enhance my other operations. And so misplaced usually means that we're either working very hard for someone else's purpose and haven't uncovered what our purpose is as we work for them, or we've put it in something else that's transient, like in our kids. And again, I'm a happy and proud mother of two, and you better believe there is purpose in raising them, but raising them is not the entirety of my purpose.
Wow. Oh, this is absolutely, certainly very, very enlightening and inspiring. And it's fascinating because I was a terrible piano player. And I'm just going through in my mind, Jade, can you share a little bit more of how you use the piano when you go engage and inspire audiences?
Sure. Sure. Well, you know, my original dream, Greg, was simply, solely to be a classical concert pianist. And I'm one of the fortunate ones. I got to live that dream. And today I get to do it whenever I want to. That's a whole other episode on the freedom that purpose brings you. But I, you know, classically trained, went to really great schools, Northwestern University for my undergrad, Rice University to study at the Shepherd
Wow.
School of Music, all the places you go when you're a young artist, the music camps, Indiana University, Peabody, all the things. So I spent a pretty big part of my life preparing for this one thing that I wanted to do.
Wow.
And during one season, I started introducing, and I talk about this in the book because it's a pretty a cool story of divine detours, I like to say. But there was a difficult bout during my career where I started building in storytelling to give myself a breather in between the music. All right, so I'm thinking I'm just taking a break. I start talking about the composers. I tell funny, insightful stories about Mozart or Rachmaninoff or Liszt, and the audience is loving it. Lo and behold, I'm thinking my purpose is there to impress them with how incredible I was playing. They started talking about how powerful the stories were, and I was
Oh my
offended. I
goodness.
was offended, Greg. I'm like, wait a minute. I want you to tell me how awesome I sound. Look at how fast my fingers are flying. And they'd be telling me how they were moved by the words and started thinking about their own creativity. How dare they come to my concert and get something more than what I intended to give them? I'm being a little facetious here, of course. It took me a while to, I always say, get over myself. And the power that I attached to thinking my piano was my purpose was to play the piano. Those stories took on a life of their own, opened up an entirely new channel for me in the world of corporate speaking. But now the piano comes with me. So if I'm talking about change and the power of change, right, which I believe is the most organic thing we can do, I think it's more
Sure.
unnatural to stay the same. I may play you a classical version of Flight of the Bumblebee. Familiar tune, everybody knows it. But then I talk about how when you change, your core values still stay the same. But we get to dress things up, change the rhythm, the pace of how we do things. Now I'm going to play you a jazzy rendition of Flight of the Bumblebee.
Oh my
Right? But then
goodness.
I say, listen, that's change 101, just shifting the rhythm a little bit, switching the genre just a little. If we really want to get serious about being transformation artists, we've got to commit to shifting the atmosphere. You can't think of a bigger shift than going from classical all the way to hip hop. So suddenly
Oh my
I'm bringing
goodness.
electronics with a bass line and I have drums on stage with me. Flight of the Bumblebee is still in there, right? Because at the core, we are who we are and we want to take the best parts of us with us wherever we go. But when I started doing that, you know, we went from a classical audience that was pretty monolithic to a room now that was extraordinarily diverse and it had exploration built into it. So some came for the Mozart but left knowing about African drumming. Some came for the
Oh
hip hop
my.
but left being introduced to Rachmaninoff. So it allows me to create these new soundscapes that leave room, you know, music is so disarming, leaves room for a lot of changing of perspectives and introduction of inspiration. So I'm very blessed today. Mondays are my favorite day of the week because I can't wait to get back to what I was doing on Friday.
Oh, that is so awesome. You are a role model in so many ways, Jade Simmons. We love having you here on Thank God for Monday. No question about that. Now, one of the questions I have to ask you, I don't want to ask you, but I feel compelled to, if
Let's
that's
do it.
okay.
Let's do it.
How has purpose been hyped out of our reach? And tied in with this, has Hollywood and social media actually played a role in this? What do you think, Jade, please?
Well, I'll tell you this. Dun da da da, the superhero is here. The superhero is the guy who has all the purpose, right? And I joke in the book that, you know, we sort of have relinquished purpose to Superman, to Gandhi, to Mother Teresa, to Martin Luther King. And we say, listen, if I'm not changing the world, then it's those guys who have purpose. And I'm sort of down here on the sidewalk being the bystander or the extra in the big guy's purpose story. And we start
Oh.
to think that purpose has to look like it comes with a superhero cape. Now, I am superhero obsessed, by the way. I love all superheroes, and I like to believe that I'm one of my own. A lot of my outfits have capes on them. So listen,
Oh,
I love
wow.
superheroes, but what I'm understanding more and more every day, Greg, as I help people uncover their own purpose, is they are astonished at when they look back over their life and we start to find these threads of purpose that they've been operating in since before they understood it, they have been behaving as superheroes. Purpose is not, it doesn't come in different sizes. It's not, oh, well, Greg has big purpose, but I have, medium purpose and they have small purpose. Purpose is one size fits all. How big we live
Wow.
out in purpose, like you say on this show, that's our decision, right? So the bad news for the listeners is that once you've heard this, you can't unhear it. So if I'm telling you you have big purpose in you, the mandate now is to begin unpacking that. So I think, and I love, like I said, big box office movies and superheroes, but the problem with that is we become passive and we believe that purpose has to look like something that would be featured on a big screen. And if we can't picture ourselves there, we make the subconscious assumption that we must not have, at least not significant purpose.
This is so fascinating because the students that I'm so blessed to teach and to be with here in St. Francis College in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, they talk about social media and they have such challenge with it because they say they see everyone else having these big dreams fulfilled and these perfect lives, and here their lives just aren't that way. That's not reality for them. It sounds like social media has also contributed to this as well, Jade. Does that make sense?
I think, poor social media contributes to just about everything negative we want it to contribute to. And I think the onus then is on us to use it powerfully. Listen, I am no stranger to filters. If I'm having a rough morning and the eyes are puffy, I will slap on a really glowy, sparkling filter so I can still face the world that day. Social media, I think we have to be aware of, is made to enhance. It's not made to highlight anything negative. And most people will only put their highlight reel on social media. I think we as influencers, those of us who have people watching, the onus then is on us to show that there are multiple sides to life. I preached on stage last January about an incredible breakthrough we had in my business. I mean, just an incredible seven-figure surplus with no debt. Who'd ever heard of that?
Wow.
Things
Oh,
that we didn't even see coming.
congratulations.
Well, thank you, but don't cheer too soon because by May, we're singing a whole different tune because breakthrough and breakdown often are two sides of the same coin. And I think
Oh,
people
wow.
mistake that. And so some of the breakthrough looks like having to spend some of that surplus we were using. Some of the breakthrough was that, wow, we're building a recording studio in Houston. Well, guess what? Some of the breakdown is the construction team is not doing exactly what I wanted them to do. So the
Oh.
story I'm telling in May sounds a lot different than the one I'm telling in January. The onus is on me to tell both sides of that story.
Wow.
Or else you end up really tricking people into thinking that breakthrough and even fulfillment looks like unicorns and butterflies all the time. And I think we have to build a resilience to understand that to carry breakthrough, to walk fully in purpose, that's a 360 degree story that has to play itself out.
No doubt about that. Indeed, it sounds like purpose is a superpower the way
It
you've
is.
described it. So thank you very much for that. You've used the phrase walk in purpose at least once, maybe a couple of times. Can we peel the onion a little, Jade? Talk more about this walking in purpose, please.
Yeah, the whole second half of the book, I didn't want this to be a book that you read, you felt really good, you got goosebumps, and then you just kind of put it back on the shelf. The job now is to walk in the information that you have. Isn't that's the case with anything? A lot
Sure.
of us sometimes will pray for things and then the prayer gets answered. We're like, oh, wait, I got to do something about that. I have to participate in that, right? Or we like the start of things. These are my fellow creatives and multi-passionates. We love the way it feels to start, but man, there's something about that finish that's very trying. And I think with purpose, It's not enough to just say, oh, I know what my purpose is. Well, now purpose requires you to move in it. I run a coaching program for visionary women of faith, and the large majority of what we do is getting them to walk out what they know, right? So a lot of the women who are attracted to me are chronic, we call them growthaholics. They love
Oh.
personal development. They probably listen to your show and quite a few others in the span of a day. And we can sometimes become bloated with information and especially revelation. Feel so good. Oh, I
Sure.
feel good. But now, what does step one look like? And I think the majority of my career has been in taking these kind of risky leaps. My sister says, you don't take bold leaps, you free fall in faith, right? And so I like to teach people what it looks like to say, okay, I've discovered this thing, I've got to move on it, even if that first move looks a little scary. So walking in purpose looks like now, first of all, changing what I say yes and no to, right? So now, like I said in my business, we only say yes to the things that have the fullness of my purpose in it. If it only has bits and pieces, we don't say yes to that because time is finite. And I'd rather use the largest majority of my time, the greatest percentage of my time in purpose. So purpose will change your decision making. Purpose will shake up your relationships a little bit. A lot of people that I work with note after about 6 months, they sometimes lose some friends or aren't as close to friends they used to have. And it feels like, oh, well, that's a bad outcome. Well, no, because we know that you can sort of predict your future by who you're surrounding yourself with. So people begin to upgrade in some ways their relationships or change the balance of the relationships they're in. And then also, the reason I wrote the book, Greg, was because I said that purpose statement, that purpose is what happens in others when you do what you do. And I said this on corporate stages over and over and over. And we'd come back to inboxes full of people going, you came to our company yesterday and I quit my job 2 weeks ago, or we started a business, or I'm going into missions. And we thought, oh, wait a minute, I should probably write a book to kind of give a guideline of these 23, words that they're jumping on. But purpose will make you leap. Because when you uncover it to go, oh my gosh, I've been operating productively and purposefully, but not in purpose. And it's like their eyes are opened and they can see purpose elsewhere and they're ready to move.
Oh, how freeing that is, no doubt about it. Now, this dovetails beautifully because in the book, you talk about purpose amnesia, but also purchase snatchers.
Oh, yeah.
What are some strategies how to combat these, please?
Right. So you've just won the lottery. That is purpose. You've got to protect that new income because that's a revenue source that's going to really feed you for the rest of your life. And one weird phenomenon we noticed is that when the women I work with, when they would get really clear in their purpose, suddenly all these things were presented to them that were the opposite of purpose. So I remember one lady I was working with, we had kind of carved out a path for the exit from her job. She realized she wasn't really being appreciated there, wasn't really being honored, had asked a couple of times to be considered for promotion. And she would always hit these brick walls. So we started
Ouch.
working on what purpose was for her. She launched a podcast. It became one of the top podcasts on Apple, and we could see a
Wow.
path out. And I said to her, you've got to be careful because the more you move in purpose, the more you glow. And then suddenly, people who didn't see you before see you, and you will look like purpose fulfillment to them. And so be careful
Wow.
because you'll suddenly get some offers that you didn't have before. And when I tell you, Greg, like clockwork, within 2 weeks, that same boss who hadn't seen her was offering her a new position, was offering all these perks. She hadn't even gone to him recently,
Oh
right? Because
my
when we
goodness.
uncover purpose, we glow in it. And people, as human beings, we are self-centered in many ways. We go, ooh, they have this talent, they have this gift, they'd be perfect for this thing I'm doing. And I hate to say that even with the warning, she stayed. She stayed and realized within a couple of months it was nothing more than a lateral. It wasn't really a promotion, it was a lateral.
Oh,
The
wow.
recognition they'd promised never came. The pay increase was minimal. And what happens is she sort of missed a window of opportunity. And God's a gracious God. That window comes, well, there usually starts with the door. If you don't
Yeah.
move, it turns into a window. And that window gets a little bit, more and more closed. So I like to tell people, I want you to run through the door rather than scrape your back through the barely opened window, right? So, I pray that she's at this point made a move, but that was a really hard thing to watch happen.
Wow, I could imagine, no doubt about it. We could talk all day,
I
Jay.
know we need a
Sadly,
part two and part three.
yeah, we've only got about 6 minutes, but I have a couple of important questions to ask
Sure.
you. On the flip side, you talk about the purpose igniter. How can one become a purpose igniter?
It almost happens instinctively when you uncover purpose. It feels so different than even an awesome life that you lived before that point that you can't help but be curious about other people's purpose. So when you uncover your own and you see other people operating powerfully, but you'll get a sense they aren't either happy, they aren't fulfilled, usually that's tied to not operating in purpose. And so I think to be an igniter is to become curious about others, to really want others to find purpose as much as you have, and encouraging people to make bold moves where their purpose is concerned. I love having that discussion with people, and within usually 10 minutes' time, we can unlock something that's purpose, and their minds are blown because they're like, I've lived, 50 years on this earth and didn't know that, but I always sensed it. Right. So being able to help people go from the place of sort of not knowing to really knowing, and that's asking them questions, challenging them on whether or not they're truly happy, whether or not they're doing what they're born to do, or just doing what they're able to do, which is a big difference.
Wow. Oh, thank God for Jade Simmons, this incredible purpose igniter, that's for sure. Now, as purpose awaits, this is one of our final questions, Jade. Tell us, the listeners and me, why does the world need us and our yes today more than ever?
It's going to sound lofty, but I've been lofty my whole life. No reason to stop now.
Yes.
We would love to see 1 billion people uncover purpose in the way that I've described in this book, because when they do, I believe purpose carries with it life-altering solutions. If I had solely stayed a concert pianist, I wouldn't have maybe not have been none the wiser. My audiences would have enjoyed Mozart. But I'm on stages in an unexpected rooms that I would have never been on if I had solely stuck to piano. Purpose allows me to operate in a way that is so impactful outside of what I originally dreamed. And so if that's what happened to me, and if God is no respecter of persons, that must mean that each of us carries within us the ability to impact way more than we thought. I believe there are cures to diseases locked up in unlocked purpose. I believe there are societal cures, cultural cures that are locked up in individuals. And so to me, it's no small matter that purpose goes uncovered. It must be found, it must be utilized, and it must be walked in.
It must be incredible, Jade, to unlock purpose like you are. If you don't mind me asking, as a next to last question before we find out where our listeners can get this great book, how does it feel to be impacting the world like Jade Simmons is?
It's so funny because it feels like freedom. And the truth is, the impact doesn't even really come in the work that I'm doing or in the book that I've written or in the stage that I'm on. The impact comes in the showing up, because people recognize that something is different. And so what's so wild is that you in purpose become the solution, just you showing up. And you'll notice it when I help people uncover purpose. One of the first things we do is go back and interview loved ones and ask them, what's different when I enter the room? What do you expect from me in a conversation? Why am I the person you come tell all your woes to? What kind of solution
Oh.
are you expecting? And you'll start to hear this through thread that, Greg, when I talk to you, I feel encouraged. I always feel enlightened. You'll hear a pattern there. And that starts to free you to understand, man, I can just show up and be of impact, which is freeing because it carries the weight of knowing you have impact outside of yourself, but it also carries the freedom of not having to worry about what people think about you as long as you're in the dead center of purpose. I always say, I love people too much to be stopped by people. So I must
Oh.
show up fully as myself because just me showing up is going to have an impact on people in the spaces I'm
Oh, that is so beautiful.
in.
We've saved the most important question for last, Jay. Where can our loyal listeners purchase Purpose the Remix? How can they best follow you, please?
Yes, you can find me. My website is jadesimmons.com. That'll connect you to all of my social handles. I hang out the most on Instagram at official Jade Simmons, and you can find Purpose the Remix on Amazon. It's also in audible form because I think it's important for you to hear the voice of the author, and so we're having a lot of fun with that. And you can also find it in Barnes and Nobles as well. So we're really excited that this book is going to get in the hands of some purpose pursuers and do some really good damage.
Listeners, no excuse. This book is available all over. We've got a great Franciscan with us today. She could have held on to all this good. No, she wrote it in this great book, Purpose the Remix. She came on, thank God, for Monday and shared the last 30 minutes with us. Now it's your turn. Get out there, buy a copy of this book. Actually, buy more than one copy. This makes a great gift. It's graduation time, high school graduation, college graduation, birthdays, Father's Day, all sorts of things coming up. Give this great book because this is the book that can change your life drastically and change the world drastically. Jade Simmons, thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't thank you enough for coming on, thank God, for Monday today. You've enlightened us. Yes, you've greatly inspired us. We wish you continued joy, satisfaction, contribution in transforming the world as you are.
Thank you.
Listeners, guess what? We're out of time. Greg saying our hope and prayer is that when you wake up on Monday morning, just like Jade Simmons does, you'll say, thank God for Monday. Until next week's episode, have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.